Last month, Jessica Williams, a 29-year-old black woman, was shot and killed by a single bullet fired by a police sergeant in San Francisco's Bayview District. Williams' death reportedly marked the 21st officer-involved shooting under Chief Greg Suhr's watch. Just hours later, Mayor Ed Lee called for Suhr's resignation. Suhr stepped down, and Mayor Lee pledged to bring more accountability to San Francisco's police department through a series of reform measures already in motion.
To the citizens of San Francisco, we must push forward harder than ever to reform the police department, to restore trust with every community while keeping our city safe.
Before the announcement, Mayor Ed Lee pledged a full $1.8 million to help increase staff for one agency that could hold San Francisco police officers accountable, the Office of Citizen Complaints, also known as the OCC. The OCC has been around for decades, but not everyone knows it exists. And because it can't investigate officer-involved shootings unless someone files a complaint, the agency has only investigated 8 out of 35 officer-involved shootings in the past 5 years. That may soon change. If Proposition D passes, the OCC would be required to investigate every single officer-involved shooting that results in injury or death. But is the OCC the right organization to hold officers accountable? KALW's Holly J. McDee journeyed through the layers of San Francisco's police oversight to find out.
When people want to demand change in the San Francisco Police Department, there's no shortage of ways to do it. For example, you could go on a hunger strike, march through City Hall, or insist on the resignation of your police chief, like the Frisco Five hunger strikers did last month. Or you could protest outside the Bayview police station, like activists did after Jessica Williams was shot.
We have
nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
Or you could quietly fill out a form with the Office of Citizen Complaints. That's something Angela Chan did for the first time 7 years ago on behalf of a young boy who had his teeth broken by San Francisco police. Chan is a former San Francisco police commissioner and an attorney.
They falsely accused him of theft, and he was completely innocent of it. And then when he put his hand in his pockets, or he had his hand in his pockets for like a cell phone to call somebody, they threw him down the ground and broke his teeth.
She went to the Office of Citizen Complaints in downtown San Francisco. Literally anyone who wants to report police misconduct can walk in, fill out a complaint form, and hand it in. Then you'll get an investigator assigned to your case. The investigator will interview you, the police officers involved, and any witnesses. Then, as Chan describes, you wait while your complaint
kind of goes into this black hole.
And then, once the investigation is complete,
our experience, it could be anywhere from a couple months to a year later, you'll get a letter from the OCC telling you what their findings are.
Either your complaint is sustained, meaning proven to be in violation of San Francisco Police Department policy, or it isn't. In 2015, roughly 9% of all complaints investigated by the OCC were sustained. That's out of around 700 complaints filed every year, complaints that range from reports of rude officers to racial bias allegations to even complaints about officer-involved shootings. The OCC will investigate all of those, but only when someone files a complaint.
Of the last 35 officer-involved shootings, only eight were investigated by the Office of Citizens Complaint.
San Francisco Supervisor Malia Cohen wants to change that. If her ballot proposal, Proposition D, passes, then the OCC will be required to investigate every officer-involved shooting that results in injury or death, even if no one files a complaint about it.
So the spirit of this is to hold officers accountable when they discharge their weapon and it hits someone, that they will be held accountable to an investigation that is not conducted by the district attorney's office and it's not conducted by the police department.
No organizations have publicly opposed Prop D, but the OCC has had its share of critics. Only 27% of complainants surveyed in 2014 said they were satisfied with the OCC. One of the main reasons is because the OCC isn't legally allowed under California law to reveal key information like the names of the officers involved or what happens to them when complaints are sustained. Remember the boy who got his teeth broken by police? His case was sustained, but attorney Angela Chan never found out which officers were involved or if they got disciplined.
They don't tell you at all what happens next, if the officer was disciplined, if they brought the case to the police commission or the police chief, you have no idea.
In another case, Chan filed a complaint after a woman, Dora Mejia, was denied an interpreter and wrongfully arrested. Chan did some looking around to find out that the officer only got a written reprimand.
One of the officers involved in the wrongful arrest of Ms. Mejia was in trouble again recently for wrongfully arresting another individual in the Tenderloin and also perjuring himself in federal court, and was reprimanded by the federal court judge.
In 2007, an independent audit from the city's controller office said the agency was mismanaged, understaffed, and slow. So Joyce Hicks, who previously led Oakland Police Oversight Agency, took over.
So we have been able to complete our investigations in time, but in time is a long time for complainants.
Critics also say the OCC is too connected to the San Francisco Police Department to truly have an impact. The OCC forwards reports about sustained complaints and recommendations for discipline to the San Francisco Police Department's own Internal Affairs Division.
And so the Internal Affairs Division acts almost like an auditor of the OCC's recommendations.
The Internal Affairs Division sends a recommendation to the police chief with the findings and discipline that Hicks recommended. Then the police chief calls the shots.
If the chief disagrees with me, and after meeting and conferring, and I still believe it needs to go to the police commission, then I will file the charges with the police commission myself.
Hicks has the power to take complaints straight to the police commission, who are responsible for discipline above 10-day suspensions. But it's been years since she's exercised that power. The last time she disagreed with the police chief and brought the officer to the police commission for discipline was years ago.
I was successful in having that officer terminated.
Even though the OCC hasn't recently sustained a complaint related to an officer-involved shooting, those investigations have led to policy recommendations. Hicks and her team of investigators don't just hunt for wrongdoings, they hunt for patterns too, and make structural recommendations. For example, a few years ago, they recommended the police department develop a policy against firing at most moving vehicles.
It's inherently dangerous to do so, and the vehicle itself, if it is no longer being operated by someone with all of their senses about them because they've been shot, becomes extremely, extremely dangerous.
Jessica Williams, the most recent person shot by San Francisco police, was allegedly driving a car when she was shot. Her family hasn't filed a complaint yet, but they say they plan to. If Proposition D passes, though, no one will have to file a complaint to investigate future officer-involved shootings. It'll be automatic. The investigation will begin, and the questions will start. For Cross Currents, I'm Holly J. McDeed.